Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nolivet Mill again. True friend, listen in as the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toy. Strapped with a KJV, 66 to kill all that noise.
All glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to another edition of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nolivet Milligan. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. We had to do a very special edition because, of course, at 12 o'clock I was somewhere else. But, of course, I am totally dedicated to continuing Blog Talk Radio with the DYAFN radio program. I will not stop whether it's one person listens or anybody listens. So I am truly blessed and honored to be here tonight. Tonight we're going to continue with the study of Bad Girls from the Bible. This book is by Liz Curtis Hitch. There have been 1 million sold in the series, and tonight we're going to talk about a truly bad girl. Her name was none other than the notorious Delilah. So as usual, it's time for me to get my praise on. And if you would like to call in or make a comment, please do. Area code 323-417-6704. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6704. So let's get started with the Canton Spirituals. Glad I got Jesus right here on the DYAFN radio.
I got you.
1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs. From weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations. From housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards that are plantable, and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Night with Beck can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to gbndfw.com. And now until May the 8th for Mother's Day, you'll get 15% off of the entire site by using the code word LOVEMOM. Or you can save 20% by joining our LBB Savings Club. And how about 20% off all year long for a one-time fee of just $9.95? So what are you waiting for? Just go to gbndfw.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nyla Vett. We want to be your personal, professional gift consultant.
Welcome back to the DYAFN radio program. Tonight we are talking about bad girls of the Bible, and we're going to have a little visit with Miss Delilah. Now, starting in this particular chapter, it says here, a woman like Delilah is the last person a devoted mother would choose for her only begotten man-child. But if Samson had fallen in love with a nice girl from home, well, there wouldn't be any story. And my, was there ever a story. In the book of Judges, the 13th chapter, 24 through 25, it says, the woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. He would be Samson, a man in no way like the godly Joseph of chapters past. Despite Samson's auspicious beginning, a Scottish scholar of the 20th century found Samson, you know, more like Rob Roy or Robert Burns, you know, then he is like the mighty prophets and leaders of Israel. Rob Roy? Aye. I cannot help but hear the skirl of bagpipes when I clap me eyes on his tartan swab thighs. You know what? I'm tripping. Let me continue. Well, maybe not. Surely such attire would have been an affront to Samson's Nazarite vials, outlined in the 6th chapter of Numbers, which includes no fruit of the vine, not even raisins, no contact with dead bodies, and definitely no haircuts. Liz, your card. For a guy who was supposed to avoid dead bodies, Samson surely created a ton of them. My man was straight up gangster. I mean, he was killing folks like it was free. Next. Okay. The Scotsman called Samson a frolicsome giant. Giant, yes. Jolly and green, Samson's larger-than-life exploits in Judges 14 and 15 depict a rather mean-spirited biblical Paul Bunyan who wielded his vast superior strength like an axe on the necks of the Philistines. Now, the reason why we're talking about Samson, guys, is because you have to know what type of man Samson was to find out how bad a girl Delilah really was. So let's continue with about Samson. His enemies had good reason to fear him, of whom the banner headline in the Temple Times might have proclaimed, He-Man tears apart lion with bare hands. A feat, by the way, which he managed to do on the way to his own wedding feast. Me, Samson, hear me roar. Okay, I'm going to stop y'all. Okay, his stunts were legendary. When his bride, a foreigner, was given away to his best man instead, Samson tied the tails of 300 foxes together in pairs, attached a flaming torch to each set of tails, and sent them running into his enemy's grain fields, destroying everything in their path. Now, I want you to think of the special effects that it would take to create that panorama for the silver screen. That would have been sight, wouldn't it? The Philistines retaliated by burning Samson's wife and father-in-law to death. That was not cool. Not as flashy as the Fox fiasco, but much more personal. Samson, of course, eventually took revenge by striking down 1,000 men with the jawbone of a single donkey, a move that was flashy and personal. Absolutely no question. The entire book of Judges shows should carry a warning sticker for mature audiences early. The murder and mayhem quotient was already high at that point in the story. And, of course, for those of you that know the story of Samson and Delilah, well, it gets worse. Now, Samson found his way to a prostitute's bed in Gaza while his enemy slept at the city gate waiting to kill him in the morning. Now, our hero outsmarted them by jumping up in the middle of the night, lifting that very gate. Oh, excuse me, unto his broad shoulders and carrying it to the top of the hill nearly 40 miles away. Clearly, even a night of passion could deplete that superhuman resources of this Herculean man. Arnold, Sly, and Jean-Claude Van Damme at their bench-pressing best couldn't stand a chance against Samson. Believe it. Okay? So, Samson needed someone to cut him down to size. Now, mind you, it wouldn't have took no man that could bring Samson down, no man. I don't care how bad he was. Now, anybody in the Wild Wild West, you know, I'm a big fan of Bonanza, so I'm always watching the Cartwrights fight. But they couldn't fight that fool. Not even Hoss could beat that fool up. So, lo and behold, it took a woman named Delilah. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek who was named Delilah. Now, this is Judges 16:4. Now, in Hebrew, Delilah is variously translated as languishing or weak. In Arabic, though, Delilah means flirt. Okay? By any definition, this little old valley girl's charms worked on poor, besotted Samson, who not only trusted her, but, well, he loved her. We are never told that she loved him in return, yet it is clear that he cared for her deeply. Now, okay, this is the one thing that always baffled me. I never understand how somebody could never love a good man or a good woman. You always got to have a bad boy or a bad girl. I'll never understand it. You fall in love with them, and then they dog you out, and you already knew the job was dangerous when you took it, and yet you still fall for them. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Now, getting back to the story. She was not a one-night stand. That's the one thing we have to understand about Delilah. You know, like the woman in Gaza. She wasn't a prostitute, or she wasn't an abandoned wife like the woman in Tima. He really fell in love with Delilah, period. The other two women are not named in Scripture, but this mysterious woman of whom we know so little about, no past, no nationality, no family, had a name and a delectable one at that. We're talking about Delilah, y'all. We know very few facts about Delilah, but the things we do know raise more questions than answers. She lived in the valley of Sorek between Israelite and Philistine lands, which tells us where her home was located, but not where her allegiance dwelled. Was she Philistine or was she Israelite? The scholars cannot agree on this one. It's fun listening to scholars argue. It's funny. She had a house of her own, a rare distinction, unless she was independently wealthy. Because back in that day, women, you just didn't hear women owning their own homes alone, not like today. Meaning the bride that followed would have had nearly as much appeal. You know, y'all know about the bride. We'll talk about that. Or she could have been a widow or a prostitute. Though if that was the case, why wasn't she so named, since the harlot in Gaza sported that label? You know, I think that's a very good question. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, we have 38 minutes left in the program. If you would like to call in or make a comment, the number is area code 214-323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. Continuing with Delilah. Delilah regularly sold her services. When did she find time for this long, hairy affair with Samson? In other words, Delilah was a businesswoman. Y'all don't hear me. Girlfriend was a businesswoman. Now, one commentator called her the undesirable woman. The what? That was one attribute of there was one attribute of Delilah that goes without saying. Desirability. The girl was all that. Okay? Obviously, that writer who said that never laid eyes on this lady, who must have been quite a looker to capture Samson's eye and his heart. That she was a fallen woman of loose morals, we have no doubt, since Samson spent time alone with her in her inner chamber, something good girls didn't do. Now, let me stop right there. There are many definitions to a bad girl, okay? Now, just because you don't do anything wicked, that doesn't mean you're not a bad girl. There are other things that can make you bad, too. Number one, a liar, you know? If you are a person that likes to put down people and gossip, and here's the one that the Lord keeps hammering and hammering into us, but yet we still walk in it, and that one thing is disobedience. We won't do as the Apostle Paul says and die to our flesh so we can obey the Lord. You know, we want to do what we want to do. We want to serve the Lord the way we want to serve him rather than serve him the way he wants to be served. And I'm telling you right now, no matter what these folks say or do, and I'm talking about all these superstar preachers and superstar pastors that have no interest in building God's kingdom. They are trying to build their own empires, and these are the ones that I'm talking about that are on television, radio, and write books. We're not even talking the ones that nobody's hardly heard from, okay? So the thing is with Miss Delilah, she wants to do things the way she wants to do them, and see, Delilah's beauty weakens the strongest man, i.e. Samson. Now, powerful Samson could have had any woman he wanted, and he wanted Delilah, even though we see no evidence that she had a charming personality, a great wit, boundless compassion, or gentle affection. Only one explanation remains. She was an extraordinary beauty who knew how to display her body, her hair, and face to snare a man's heart. Even strong men can harbor a hidden weakness. Let me read that again. Even a strong man can harbor a hidden weakness. For Samson, that vulnerable spot was his long hair, was not his long hair, contrary to popular belief. It was Delilah. Now, over the centuries, commentators have swung buckets of mud in Delilah's direction. Though referred to merely as a woman in the scriptures, she's since been labeled a harlot, a heartless seducer, a temptress, dark and sinister, a temple prostitute, and one of the lowest, meanest women of the Bible. In other words, she was dubbed the female Judas of the Old Testament. You know, the way I see it, the author says, the operative word for Delilah might just be pawn. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, that's in Joshua 16 and 5. Now, this little snippet of the story reveals one very important fact. Betraying Samson wasn't Delilah's idea. Yes, she bought into it, absolutely no doubt. Literally, as we'll see in a moment. But conventionally, wisdom says, follow the money. In this case, the money led directly back to the Philistines' heads of state. They were the ones who planted the seed of betrayal in her heart. What are you saying? What I'm saying is, if it wasn't for the Philistines, Delilah would not have tricked Samson. She wouldn't have manipulated him the way she did. Okay? She just wouldn't do it. If Delilah were on the witness stand, I'd have only one question for her. The author says, Delilah, darling, did you choose to be with Samson for your own pleasure and then hear from the Philistines? Or did those bad boys set you up to tear Samson down from day one? Such a technicality would merely satisfy my own curiosity, since as far as the outcome of the story is concerned. Wow. You know what? I love this book, and I'm going to do one more program on it. So anyway, to continue, it really doesn't matter. Either way, sooner or later, Delilah was was used by powerful politicos with payback on their minds. She might get our sympathy vote, though, if we knew she was coerced into it. And Judges 6 and 5 says, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him up and subdue him. Okay? Now, the reputation of Delilah as one who could lure a man must have been known far and wide, because the Philistine leaders appealed to her vanity and her confidence in handling the opposite sex. They realized Samson's strength was superhuman, that its source was a secret. Not just a healthy diet, daily workouts, a dose of vitamins or steroids. The man's weakness was already obvious. Women. It was his mysterious strength his enemies wanted to subdue. Most translators say afflict him. It literally means to tie, bind, imprison, and bring him low. Yet during his tryst with the prostitute in Gaza, the Philistines waited at the city gate to kill him. Subdue him? Oh, sure. That's what they told Delilah. You know, in truth, brothers and sisters, they wanted to bring Samson to his knees, humble him publicly, and then kill him. As with another legendary leader centuries later. Okay? And that leader was William Wallace of Braveheart fame. The powers that be would not be appeased with a dead hero. They had to humiliate him. And they needed Delilah to help them do their dirty work. You know what? We're going to continue this shortly. It's 28 minutes after the program. Let's go ahead, left in the program, I should say. Let's go ahead and have a little music, okay? You know, every time I do my radio program, I always try to think about what is it that I can play as far as ministry goes. And you know what? Here's what I want to play. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans 10 and 9 and 10 says that if you believe in, if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, it's a twofold thing now. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was crucified and died and been resurrected, you would be saved. And of course, that is the main thing about Christianity. That's the only thing you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that you believe that very thing. You do not have to send $9.95 for a love gift. You don't have to do this and that and whatever. You don't have to hit the Facebook page if you want to share and say amen. You don't have to do any of those things. All you have to do is confess and repent your sins. So this next song, I want to play, and I dedicate it to all of the new listeners. I dedicate it to everyone out there who has struggled in their lives with imperfections and flesh and whatnot. This is Dietrich Haddad. God still hears a sinner's prayer right here on the DYAFN radio program.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer.
Now it's about time for us. another. Stop acting holier than thou and start lifting up your brother. And I know I have sinned and come short of his glory. Yeah. I'm just glad that I'm here to tell the story.
Event. We have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Nile Vet can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to giftsbynilevet.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. And during this month only, when you spend $75 or more with us, you get a free tote bag by inserting the code FREEBAG. And for a $9.95 subscription per month, save 20% off of our entire website. So what are you waiting for? Just go to giftsbynilevet.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nile Vet. We want to be your personal professional gift consultants.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the DYAFM radio program. I am your humble servant, Nile Vet Milligan, and tonight we are talking about the bad girls of the Bible, and we are visiting Lady Delilah tonight. So to sum up basically what is going on with Delilah, you know, we know that she sold Samson out for money, and you know, she sold him out for a lot of money, okay? Each one of the men who wanted her to put Samson down, they were going to give her 1,100 shekels of silver. Now, that's also in Judges 16 and 5. Now, believe it or not, y'all, that was some big money, okay? It was 3/4 pounds of silver multiplied by several men. That is a fortune. You know, it's considered, considering a Levite might work an entire year for 10 shekels. I mean, this girl was about to break them. You understand me? But anyway, to go on with the story real quickly, because we only have 19 minutes left in the program, let me say this about Delilah. You know, the author of this book really broke it down, and we're going to have to visit Delilah another time when we have some more money. Some more time, Lord Jesus. Anyway, here are some of the lessons that we can learn from Delilah. And ladies, I want you to especially hear me. The love of a man is to be treasured. Oh, when I think of the hearts that, you know, the author says, when I think of the hearts that I trampled rather than treasured in my foolish youth. Yes, my heart got mashed plenty of times as well, but it was my own heartless tendencies that needed curbing. When men declare their love for us women, we should handle them with the utmost of care, even if the feelings are not mutual. For the sake of future marital happiness or to leave their hearts intact for another woman down the pike. Sisters, let's please be gentle and trustworthy with their brave declarations, okay? The heart of her husband's trust, the heart of her husband trust in her. That's Proverbs 31 and 11. Now, for those of you that don't know what Proverbs 31:10-31 is, that is God's description of a virtuous woman. Another lesson we can learn from Delilah: silver and gold are not very good company. When Delilah gained in goods, she surely lost in relationships. The same thing can happen to us when we pursue a materialistic lifestyle and we leave behind friends in our frenzy of accumulation. I mean, money separates people more often than it joins them, okay? Remember when we were brownies, which I was a brownie, and we sung about friendships. One is silver and the other one is gold. Let's put our sit-upons up to the fire, to the campfire, and choose warm golden memories over the company of cold silver. Now, Proverbs 22:1 says, to be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God also says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, but the love of money. Now, if money is more important to you than anyone or anything in the whole wide world, welcome to hell, ladies and gentlemen, because you just made a decision of choosing things over people. Money is not human. Money cannot embrace you, and money cannot save you. Money is just that. It is an object. And there are too many people who have lost their lives, and more importantly, their souls behind money. Okay? Now, another lesson we can learn. Weaknesses need to be strengthened, not exposed. On purpose or by mistake, the people we're closest to eventually reveal their vulnerable spots and weaknesses. We need to fight the urge to use that knowledge against them as a weapon for public embarrassment, even in jest. Does that person have an unusual mannerism, a phobia, a quirky private habit, a deep-seated concern? Zip those lips, girls. Please, let's not gossip and do that to each other, and don't do it to our men. Keeping someone else's limitations a secret between the two of you will put you guys a whole lot closer together. In the workplace, it's a step towards friendship and respect. In marriage, it's a tool for intimacy. In all things, it's a way to honor the Lord. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's 2 Corinthians 12:10. Now, this one was funny, I thought, but it had a serious tone to it. For a happy home, keep your scissors out of reach. We might not chop off all seven braids at once, thereby reducing our man's power to nil. But how many among us have snipped at our man's sense of worth and value by undermining him with not so gentle jabs at his masculinity? Oh, wow. And you know what? I'm surprised that more women aren't listening at this, because the phones should have been light up then. I mean, how many times have we done that to our men? I know I've done it, and I don't have to be ashamed to tell you that, because I had to be openly rebuked by the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that I treated my ex-husband. Was I Delilah? Of course not. But I sure was a person who struck at you if you struck at me, or I was going to get you before you got me, because I felt like you were going to hurt me. So therefore, we have got to stop cutting our men down. We've got to stop it. And you know how we do it, ladies. If only you would provide more for the family. Well, my father could fix anything. Is that the best you can do? Dang! We should stab our own self with the scissors. The world already cuts our men down. Enough! Even as we enjoy it, when they build us up, so should we be ready with emotional bricks and mortar for their edification. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. That is Proverbs 14th chapter, the first verse. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 12 minutes left in the program, and that's what I wanted to get over about Delilah. You know, I love this book, and it tells us women how to check ourselves when it comes to men. So next week on the DYAFN radio program, we are going to continue with Bad Girls of the Bible, but this time we're going to talk about a wife. Now, if you want to know which wife we're going to talk about, you come back to the program next week and find out. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, oh, by the way, let me go ahead and say happy birthday to all of my January brothers and sisters out there. Happy birthday to you. And to my February brothers and sisters out there, happy birthday to you. Let me see if I can find my hand claps. See there? I gave you cheers and all of that and everything else. Now, I want to do this especially for those of you out there. Look, if you are out there running people over and lying on people and just trying to harm people because you know, it's open season for Christians. Everybody wants to attack Christians. Everybody wants to talk about how Christians don't do this, Christians don't do that. Christians, we're a bunch of liar, thieving, murdering. It's just open season on Christians. Now, mind you, we're the ones that's catching the flack. You know, the other religions catch flack too, but not the way the Christians have done it. So you know what? For all of you that keep putting down us Christians, here's something for you. Yeah, boo! Now, that's specifically for y'all that keep putting us Christians down. So I tell you what, we're not going to take it. We're not going to keep putting up with it. And you know one other thing we're not going to do? We are not going to fool with you. We are going to turn you over to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him handle you from there. Now, how y'all like them apples? So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me this week on the DYAFM radio program. We'll see you next week. God bless you and keep you as our prayer. And remember this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Oh, one other thing before I leave. Ladies and gentlemen, please join Gifts by Nile Yvette. It is my personal company. It supports the DYAFM radio program. We have some fantastic gifts for Valentine's Day. Just go to gbndfw.com. Again, that's gbndfw.com. Gifts by Nile Yvette, LLC. And I will see you there. And don't forget to sign up for the 20% discount, the Savers Club. You get your own special code and own special password, and you can save 20% off of the entire website. So thank you again in advance for, you know, buying from us, because not only does Gifts by Nile Yvette LLC support my family, but I help quite a few organizations, and I want to help a little more, as well as stay on the radio. So thank you very much for your purchase. God bless you and keep you. Please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. God bless you this week.
You are an angel, let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way.
Hey, hey, hey.
You are an angel,
and let God have his way.
Right now.
prometo amor te voy a dar. Tan solo quiero me dejes entrar. Yo sé que sueñas como yo y que late tu corazón y que sientes las mismas cosquillas que siento yo. Mi vida, te juro, hay que intentar. Hay que darnos la oportunidad de reírse al cocinar, de pelearse y amistar, de mirarte cuando duermes y contigo despertar. ¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Qué fácil que soñar!
At Gifts by Nylabit, we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs. From weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards and even sports merchandise, Gifts by Nylabit can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to giftsbynylabit.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. And during this month only, when you spend $75 or more with us, you get a free tote bag by inserting the code FREEBAG. And for a $9.95 subscription per month, save 20% off of our entire website. So what are you waiting for? Just go to giftsbynylabit.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nylabit. We want to be your personal professional gift consultant.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nally Van Milligan.
It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliments to host Nylabet Mill again. True friend, listen in as the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with KJV